It's a nice problem to have, more college students in town than ever before, but an associated problem with that is that more students means more vehicles mean there has to be a place for them.
That's right. They got to go somewhere. Remember the good old days when you used to walk to school in the snow, four miles uphill, both directions? Those days are gone. Everybody has some type of vehicle to get from A to B, it seems like. And, you know, the college parking lots can only handle so many student and faculty, and they've got to go somewhere, right? And the first week is always the worst, and after a while, it tends to taper down. So we thought we'd put together a little press release just talking about parking and giving people pointers on how to avoid getting that parking ticket so they don't get caught in that position. What happens is a lot of the cars overflow into the surrounding neighborhoods and businesses, and that can go several blocks into neighborhoods just because there's so many people trying to go to school.
And in Bryan, that is going to be predominantly students going to Blinn College, but I can also perceive this problem happening even in the public schools.
That's right. Yeah, I spoke with Rhonda Seaton over in College Station, and we put together a joint press release on that just to address that issue, because we have the same issues here in Bryan and in College Station. And some of the things that we were talking about, like what happens when you roll over into a neighborhood, things you don't want to do, things that will immediately get an officer to pay attention to your vehicle, as if you're blocking a private driveway because people need to be able to get in and out of their homes, if you're blocking a trash can so the trash can't be picked up, or their mailbox. You always want to park within 18 inches of the curb, because, I mean, I've seen cars park 4 feet out from the roadway because they're just in a hurry to get to where they need to be at class. You don't want to park on a sidewalk or a crosswalk, and you definitely don't want to park in any intersection or anything like that. But things we do want to recommend to you is utilize the Texas A&M bus system. I mean, that's a great system that runs through Bryan and College Station. The other thing is when you're building your schedules, if you're a student and you're co-enrolled between Bryan and College Station, try not to get those classes too close together, because that seems to be, when I speak to students out on the street, that seems to be what happens, is they're really trying hard to be good students and be at A and B, and what happens is time just becomes a constraint. And then it's the first week of school, and then you're driving around in circles trying to find that parking space. But I'll tell you what, for example, Blinn College has done a great job by adding parking lots on the backside of the campus, and that's really helping to alleviate some of that. But it's always a problem over there. We're always over there strictly enforcing that to make it safe for the neighborhood, people coming in and out of the neighborhoods, and so people can live there happily also.
One other item on the do not park near list, I think, would be fire hydrants too.
That's right. You can't park within 15 foot of a fire hydrant, and also carpooling. Not a bad thing to do. You know, get to know your neighbor, get to know your coworker if you work at the college. If you're going to be at class all day, just jump in a ride, meet someone in class the first week of school, see if you can carpool with them. Save you a lot of headache.
For neighborhood residents who find themselves blocked in, or maybe a car is too close to the driveway, what's the best way to? To me, that's a perfect call the police, non-emergency.
Right, yeah. It's definitely not an issue to call 911 about, and we'll definitely take that call and go over there and help you. That 209-5300 is to the Bryan Police Department, and you know, we can send a traffic officer over there, or a patrol officer over there, or a net officer. Anyone come over there, we can try to find the owner, get it moved, we can issue a citation, we can have it towed. I mean, there's many options we can do to help you live safely in the community.